T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's hump day.
Hump day!
Hump day!
Boy, you knew I was going there. Mm-hmm. Right for it. You guys, yesterday was Tuesday. So of course,
right.
So, of course, we had tacos. And a taco accident. Taco accident last night. It's very sad. You know your frenulum underneath your lip?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, actually, you know that you've got several frenula.
Are you talking about that?
I didn't know about the first one. So
yeah, it's on. You have one here at the bottom. You have one here at the top. You have one here under your tongue. You have one on your wiener. And I believe there's even labial ones.
Oh yeah, you do have one.
Yeah, there's all kinds of. It's really just a piece of state. It's like
there's
a fold.
There's not one on your wiener.
There is. Mm-hmm,
there is. Underneath it, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's really, it's a fold of skin or like a ridge of skin that keeps sort of
you
a
mean
movable.
My taint?
No.
It's under the helmet.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah. In the front.
Right at the tip,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess on the back, if you were to, if it was
I'm
laying.
Looking down.
It was laying
that's
on
the back.
Your belly. It was laying on
if
your belly.
You were to do that.
Yeah, if you were to flip it this way, it's right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's exactly.
All right, I got
so
you.
Anyway, you have multiple frenulae.
That's considered to be the same as the thing that holds your tongue down?
It's a ridge or a fold of skin that keeps sort of a movable piece of your body stabilized, I guess. Anyway, you have a frenulum up here between your top two teeth and the gums above them and the lip. I sliced that mother.
How'd you do that?
Hard taco shell.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You had a hard taco
shell. We had a hard taco. Yeah.
So, was this the first taco? Were you in just full, like, mongrel mode?
No. Mm-hmm. I was. It
beast
was
mode.
Yeah, it was like that.
Like
that's actually.
Stitch.
Yeah. It was a bad taco angle.
It's okay, boys. That's just mom. She's hungry. Just leave her be.
Yeah. She's like a monster. Just back off. You don't want to be too close to her mouth. She might eat you too. So, as I'm eating I'm getting toward the end of the second taco, you know, I've escaped injury free to this point in the meal. I'm on my second taco, and I get, the hard taco shell, while I do enjoy the crunch, and so we don't always do hard, we don't always do soft, it's just,
Do you make them?
No, we don't make them. I have made them because Yuzette and Vinny used to always say, oh yeah, you got to fry up your own taco.
Yeah, they're better when they're
yeah,
that's
oh
right.
God, they're
great.
So
they've got a crunchiness, they have a chewiness, but they also take for effing ever. And
yeah, I don't think I've ever had,
they're a mess.
I've never had a box.
Oh,
taco.
God, they're great. They're fine.
I've never had
tacos. I love them. I grew up on them. East Coast tacos, you know.
I like frying them up myself, just for the record.
No, you've said.
Actually, to your point, they're messy. The oil gets everywhere. That sucks. But as far as how long it takes, it's a couple minutes.
It takes, for each taco shell, though, you know, I got two grown boys. They're each having four or five. There's no getting around that. John and I will have two. And that's all, I mean, I just don't know how, some people can really put down some tacos.
Yeah. Well, they're good, that's why.
Well, sure, but then after two, you're kind of like, I don't know, three's always that tipping point for me. Like, I'm always better off if I stop at two, because if I go for the third one, I'm going to be bitching about it. Oh, I should have stopped at
two.
Ah.
Well, which one bit you back? Was it the second one?
The very end of the second one. So, again, back to the crunchiness of the taco. There I am holding kind of the remnants. You know, they seem like a good idea, but then you bite them and they split in half, and now you're just sort of trying to manage the innards of the taco. And it's a mess. So I get to the end, and there's a bunch of broken pieces, and this one just went just right up. It felt like it went into my nose. It was so forcefully pushed up into my frenulum. The thing split. The blood was pouring. I split the thing. It's gone. Mm-hmm. It's broken.
It's cut in half. It happens.
This huge chunk that I would normally have right here. Oh, Jesus, that hurt. That was
stupid. Why'd you do that?
Because I was trying to find it, and it's just not there anymore. It's two, like, bumpy flops, flippy flaps on the top and bottom. It just sliced the thing right in half. So it was
Is it going to regrow?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it comes back.
Cameron had the same thing happen to her. I think I did this when I was a kid. Oh, wait, which of her frenula did she break?
The same one. The upper lip one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she fell and ate it. It was really sad. It was right before her birthday.
Oh.
So the day before her birthday, she had a really busted lip. So her birthday party, she had a really big busted lip, like a swollen lip.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
They always do it right before pictures. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's so sad to see them hurt. And they're just, and you know they're going to go black and blue. Mm-hmm. My kid did hit her mouth on the bathtub. And I was just like, oh, honey. God.
It's terrible.
Now go to bed.
And then they look. They just look. They're just a mess.
So of course you look it up on the internet. Like, is this okay? The frenulum is gone. Oh my god!
The old frenulum. Like,
yeah. So it's a common thing that happens.
Yeah, I feel like because I definitely had one. It was there to be sliced. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely have broken it in my life. You know, you mash things.
Right.
But yeah. So
you go crazy with tacos.
Yeah, I got to be more careful with my tacos. You know. I remember one time I sliced the top of my mouth open on a Dorito, just the Dorito landed the wrong way. You know how it's so pointy.
Man, Sarah, you are.
You know, it's just, the Mexican food is out to get me, apparently. Do Doritos count as Mexican food? Is that
no.
Nacho-y?
They do
you
not.
Know? No, it's
Doritos
not.
Mexican
food. Mini Mart food is what that is.
I guess I can't say the Mexican food's out to get me. The nachos are out to get me.
Nicole was before your time when she was calling burritos wraps.
Yeah, I got yelled at every time. Listen, we still call them wraps at my house. I say burrito on the air because that's what you guys want to hear, but they're wraps. They're chicken wraps tonight. Okay, great.
But what do you put in this wrap? Is it like chicken?
Everything you put in a burrito.
Rice, beans,
burrito.
Chicken.
It's a burrito.
Okay, no, that's a burrito.
Guacamole.
Like maybe if you just put like grilled chicken and lettuce.
No, I've done that.
And like a little bit of cheese. I consider that. I would go with the wrap. But if you're just putting like beans and everything else, it's a burrito.
Wrap is more of a sandwich in a burrito shell.
Or a salad. I often will just take a burrito shell, heat it up, and wrap it around salad. And then I'm like, it feels more substantial.
Burrito shell.
Mm-hmm. Whatever the hell, what's it called? Or a tortilla. Yeah. There's some people on the show.
I was just about to say it like that.
Anyway, yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. My frenulum is, well, you know, I am injured, of course, a taco injury.
But thanks for showing up. Way to play hurt.
Well, thank you for acknowledging my sacrifices that I'm making this morning. I mean, I could have said, I'm sorry, but I can't talk. My frenulum is just too sore.
Whenever we mention vacation, people get like, oh, you're like, you guys need vacation. Yes, sometimes we do. Yep. And actually right now, I really do. Like, I'm looking forward to it, aren't you?
We haven't had one this year.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
This is the longest we've gone, I think.
Yep.
Well, last year,
I think it was last year.
Last year, we had things on the books and then everything got canceled, and so we wound up going a really long time last year too.
Last year was the first stretch. This is the second.
This is the second stretch, right?
We backload the
second half of the year.
I'm looking forward to a break. So like the past, I don't know, little whatever stretch, I've been looking forward to. Well, I guess it's this week. The Warriors play tonight, and our vacation are my two sort of there's my moments right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have so much happening. I mean, I got to go to Florida. I'm going the first vacation we take there on June 10th. Florida's fine. It's great. It's, you know, Yes, I disagree with the politics.
That's hot.
It is hot, but it's fine. It'll be great. It's lovely. I'll sit by the pool with a cocktail. My mom makes great cocktails, you know? It'll be fun. So, my June is so, I have so much stuff going on right now.
Oh, just good in for my, you.
No, it's not good.
Oh.
It's, you know how you hate when you've got a million things on you?
Like, oh, yeah, I hate it. You know, but I don't function well. You know, you seem to handle things a lot better than me.
Well, luckily I have John, because then when he can tell when I'm having a breakdown, he's like, just go.
We both have people.
I'm gonna go make tacos.
Go be a baby somewhere else.
Go be a baby somewhere else. Exactly. Go be a baby. And I've at this point in our relationship, I'm like, you know best, hon.
Yeah, I need to go do that.
I'll see you later.
I need to go be a baby for a while.
Right. So, bye-bye. Like last night at, so we're building this gate at our house, and this is
still
yes. Well, because I'm involved. So John's like,
so
okay,
you've
so
overdone
we put the wood
job
up, and I go, we're not making this out of wood. We're making this out of steel. Because every gate I've ever built in my life, it's great for like the first year, and then it starts to sag and it pulls down, and then the bottom of the post starts to rot, and then it's the next thing you know, I got to build another gate. So I said, look, we're going to build this thing out of steel, which was my first mistake, in that it's taking forever, because steel is, you know, you don't just go to the lumber yard, pick up, you know, the wood, drop it into a hole filled with concrete and put the top, you know, it's just so much more involved.
Vinny has his hand up.
Yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
So my first thought, and I'm not good at this stuff, although I did just do a fence with a gate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Y'all remember the saga I was experiencing.
Yes.
HOA meet. Oh my God. Mm-hmm, anyway, so what my first thought though is, okay, so you've done a steel gate, which means the things around the steel gate will break down instead of the gate. So does that mean you had to reinforce sort of the posts and where it?
Here's what we did. We had a fence and it was rotted, you know, as fences do. You know, I don't know what the lifespan of a fence is, 15 years?
10 to 15, sure.
So the fence was in crappy condition when we got the place. You know, it's one of the fence between properties. It just happens. It gets watered. Things are growing on it. There's ivy coming through the thing. It's just beat to S. It's become a skunk and fox and rat runway. It was a mess. So we had to get that replaced anyway. And we said, well, why don't we move the gate forward? It'll be, you know, we're going to change this up and that it'll look so nice and clean. It's going to be beautiful. So I drew the whole thing out. And that's when the thing came up that I was going to make it out of steel. And by I mean Richard. So so I drew it all out exactly how I wanted it. And so Richard is looking at the gate pieces. He goes, I got a guy, Andrew, that we know who's a welder. He goes, we'll put up the thing, but Andrew's going to weld
Andrew
the gates.
Andrew can weld, huh?
Andrew's amazing. That's all he does is weld stuff. Like he made our fireplace surround, which we did out of steel. And he's all this stuff, right? He's done so much stuff for us over the years. Because I like to build with steel. It's permanent, more or less. So we build the frame, and then last night at like 7 o'clock, the gates show up. And they weigh 50,000 pounds a piece. So we have to wrestle them off the truck, and then we're put them on the dolly. This is after the taco injury, by the way.
My
mouth is throbbing. I have a mouthful of blood, and listen, I'm also an old lady now, so I'm like, all right, be careful, boys. So there's Richard and John, Dick and Chumley, wrestling these things off of Richard's truck. And these are just the frame, and they weigh so much because we're going to fill it with wood. I have a whole idea for that.
Of course,
but
you do.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah, no. So now we have this raw steel frames, and we have to prime them and paint them, and then we have to. Well, someone is going to weld the hinges onto the frame that we've built. It's a whole thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I just wanted to tell you I hurt myself last night eating tacos. But anyway, so we have these vacations coming up in June, and I have so much stuff going on. Like the calendar is all planned. We have to leave this void in the calendar for when we're going to be gone. So all these things that we're scrunching in the first week of June, and then they can happen after we get back from the thing. I really can't. I hope I can relax on this vacation because I have so much just on my plate.
You have to.
Yep.
Your kids will be home. Can't you just have them take care of the stuff while you're gone?
No. That's just, that's adorable.
Well, Riley's super competent.
He also has a full-time job. And
on that poker night, man, I sat around for a minute after you went to sleep. That kid, he was cleaning the whole house. He was, you know, him and John were just at it. It was like midnight, and they were like scrubbing the counters.
Oh, look stuff, at them like go.
Well-oiled machine, dude.
I had gone to bed, Vinny.
This kid's, 21 years old? Yeah. And he could be just chilling in his room, except everybody leaves and he gets up and starts grinding. I was like, oh my God.
Well, I will say,
what a good boy.
He also destroyed he made that bone broth, the stuff that we had the pho out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that takes 24 hours. And the kitchen is destroyed for 24 hours.
Hmm.
Like piles of bones. I mean, what do I live in a hack house? Like what is this?
It's called a kitchen, Sarah. He's a chef. He's making food.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway,
he
seems like a nice young man.
He is, but you know, I'm asking. The one kid has to feed the fish every day, and the other kid has to make sure the house doesn't burn down. So that's all I can really ask of them. They're not coordinating and making decisions on the things that we're building in our yard.
On the fence.
They're not making any fences.
The fence is mom's deal.
It is.
Got it.
Well, it's Dad's deal too, but mostly it's mom's deal. I did think to myself though, as we were hauling these, I was like, "You could have built this out of wood." And then I said, "Shut up, Sarah. That would just fall down."
Well, you still didn't answer my question.
Oh,
it sounds
sorry.
Like
what
the wood, the fence around it will go down before it does.
It will. It will. This is a permanent structure,
right? Okay.
This is like if some future owner of this house wants to take that gate out, have a great time. Good luck.
Oh, boy.
Good luck.
So we're selling then. I got
We're
that.
Not selling. Uh-huh. We're never.
Where
I can
are we
never,
moving to again?
No, nowhere. This is where we live. This is it.
Right.
This is it.
Yep.
Yep. We might buy some land in Cloverdale.
Yeah, right.
But we're not going to. No, this is our house. The thing is, like, it's tempting to sell right now because people are overpaying for houses like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Well, you're right. I can't believe it because times have been tough, and you'd expect that the
market would go down.
The market did cool somewhat in general, but then around here, it didn't.
Because people go, I can work from anywhere. It's like we thought to ourselves as we were going stir crazy during the pandemic, oh, we should get another place in Tahoe. Let's look at Tahoe, see if there's something cheap. No. I'm telling you, the price of the house we sold in 2014 in Tahoe, it's untouchable now. Like we'd held on to it
until
now.
You're a real estate chick.
Yeah, but this year has been incredible. There are houses, you know, I live in just a regular little neighborhood. There's a lot of the original houses are still here. They're like little two bedroom, one bath places. And they're selling for like $2 million. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, well,
I just, right. So it's sort of, it's tempting to sell right now because you think, oh
we're selling.
We're not selling because we can't buy back in. Like, it's one thing to, you know, you couldn't get back into the market. If I sold, then I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I rent somewhere then. You know?
I don't know. I don't know.
If I was going to sell, I'd want to get something better. And I can't, you can't. You can't afford it. It's $5 million. Okay. We're now 3 minutes into the 6 o'clock hour. All I really wanted to say was
it started
that
with a frenulum. Frenulum? That sounds like an alien.
Frenulum.
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 Sorry.
Well, I split it by frenulum. Sure. We learned about gates. We heard about.
Don't make your gate out of steel or do. I don't know what the moral of that story is.
I'll let you know.
Oh, all right.
I don't really know yet. I mean, it seemed like a great idea until like everyone was sweating at 7 o'clock at night.
And you were bleeding from your head hole.
And I was bleeding from my head wound, my face wound, my mouth wound. Hmm. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Al's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.